What's up, everybody? It's Isaac on the intro to the intro. Today is a bonus episode. That means if you're a supporter, congratulations. You're getting the full bonus episode of April, and we're going to talk about Easter, and you're going to love it, and it's going to be great. If you're a free feed loser, you might not love it. I'm going to give you a taste of what you're going to get into when you sign up, because you will, because you love to go ad-free. You love all these bonus episodes we've been giving you every month, going back to 2017. And especially, you know, maybe you're, there's a demographic out there, the Christian warrior and the free feed loser. If you're that demographic, this is the show you want to sign up to hear, because I'm going to arm you with the sword of truth today, so that the next time, you know, maybe you know some hot topic goth teenagers, and you try to profess your love of Christ, and they roll their eyes, and you know what do they say? You know, nice patriarchal fairy tales. No. They're going to tell you that the pagans were the first ones and the Christians stole the pagan holiday of Easter. And I'm here to tell you that's not the truth. And I'm going to expose it all today. I even eat a little bit of humble pie because your boy got it wrong 12 years ago when I started this journey. You'll hear about it. So take a listen. If you're on the free feed, you're going to get a little preview, a little taste of what you're in for. If you're already a supporter, thank you for your support. You make the podcast a reality, and I really mean that in every sense of the word. Welcome back to Occult Symbolism and Pop Culture. I'm your host, Isaac Wiseup. Today, we're going to talk about Easter. I'm going to talk to you about the symbolism behind it. We're going to finally debunk or prove the origins of this holiday. Is it Christian? Is it pagan? Who stole it from who? And I've gone back and forth on this over the years. In fact, in my very first book, I had a whole section on holidays, the holy days. And in that book, called A Grand Unified Conspiracy Theory, you don't even need to pay for it. Just go to my website, IlluminatiWatcher.com. Up top, it'll say free book, or you'll get hit with the pop-up light box. Put in your email addy, and I'll send it to you free. But anyways, there's a section in there about Easter. When I wrote A Grand Unified 11 years ago, I was heavily influenced by David Icke, Zeitgeist thinking, and ancient aliens. These are Gnostic falsehoods. A lot of these are Gnostic falsehoods. A cult, if you will. According to me. According to the Orthodox Christian perspective. Now, that doesn't mean you throw the baby out with the bathwater. There's still some interesting ideas that could be true, could have some relevance. Like I always say about the occult, it's not all bad. But when you get down into the weeds of the dogma and the doctrine behind it, you may be surprised at what you're supposed to believe in. So let's see what my dumb ass said back 10 years ago. I said Easter revolves around the goddess Ostara, a.k.a. the Babylonian goddess Ishtar, a.k.a. Eostre, I don't know if I'm pronouncing that correctly, a.k.a. the moon goddess, a.k.a. Semiramis, a.k.a. the Egyptian goddess Isis, the Greek Aphrodite, the Roman Venus, all right? The idea that all these things go back to one idea of a goddess. Ostara is the Old English spelling and origin for the name of Easter. In pagan history, human sacrifices occur on the first Sunday after the first new moon after Ostara. It celebrates the return of Semiramis in her reincarnated form of the spring goddess Eostre. This is part of the revolving phases of the triple goddess of the female deity mentioned earlier. Now, as you could surmise, I'm going to debunk a lot of these thoughts that I originally had. Because again, I was under some false influences, I think. But that idea is something you're going to see on social media. That paragraph I just read you from my own words. That's an idea you're going to come across, especially around Easter, especially on social media. There is a fondness right now in trying to tear down Christianity. You know, this underdog phenomenon, this idea of being oppressed. A lot of people feel like Christianity oppresses their daily lives. So they want to fight back. They don't like the idea of being obedient to the sky daddy that has all these rules about worshiping him. Well, I mean, I don't think it's any different than a marriage or a relationship. You know, you got to love each other. It's not a rule, but I mean, if you don't have a relationship and communicate and talk and show love, things will fall apart. That's all it is. But people get it real twisted, you know. They really want to sell this idea of oppression behind it. Because I get it. There's oppressive elements, at least in the past, right? But we were a different culture, it turns out, hundreds of years ago. Let me keep reading from my book. The Easter egg is a Babylonian legend that claims the goddess Ishtar, again, Semiramis, fell from heaven in an egg. And the Easter egg hunt is based from the tradition of looking for Ishtar and finding her. This would allow her to be reborn and bestow blessings upon the finder, the person. Semiramis / Ishtar is the goddess of fertility because of this rebirth egg legend. The rabbit symbol comes about because of the speed of procreation, which went along with the fertility legend. And the tradition of fasting for Lent is supposedly a tradition that comes from the Babylonian god Tammuz. He died at the age of 40, and every day of Lent is considered 1 year of Tammuz's life, and the time is spent in fasting to mourn for Tammuz. Now, you probably say, well, Isaac, I mean, you're saying all these things. Did you make those up? No, I didn't make those up. I found those in a variety of sources. I'm going to give you one source right here. Then at the end of this, then after, we're going to talk about the rebuttal to these theories that it's all fake news, basically. One book I have is by Imam Alauddin Shabazz, which, I mean, you can see there's a religious angle there, right? And it's called Symbolism, Holidays, and Myths. I'm going to read you right from the book. Stop and think about, because Imam Shabazz is basically saying that Easter is not a Christian holiday, all right? He says, stop and think for a moment. Can you see any logical connection between brightly colored eggs, cottontail rabbits, new hats, and the account of the life, the death, and resurrection of Jesus? Certainly no basis exists in the Bible for drawing any such connection. Nor, for that matter, is there any example in the Bible of Christians attending Easter sunrise services, eating hot cross buns, putting ashes on their foreheads, or observing Lent. Now, reading this, if you didn't know any better, you'd say, oh, wow, yeah, that makes a lot of sense. But once you know better, you say, that makes no damn sense. You're telling me in the Bible there's no references to observing some kind of Lenten period? Well, we'll talk about it, right? All right, what'd you think? You ready to sign up today? Get off that free feed? You're going to love it. You're going to go ad-free. You're going to get bonus episodes more than you could ever handle. And it's going to be great. You get early access. And if you go through patreon.com/IlluminatiWatcher, you're going to get two books. I'm going to give you The Dark Path, and I'm going to give you Kubrick's Code. Or maybe you like a little more ease of function. Well, if you're on the Apple Podcast, now you just got to click the button and you're in. I couldn't make it any easier. It's so simple. But again, if you want to check out all the details, the ins, the outs, the pros, the cons, compare the different supporter platforms, go to IlluminatiWatcher.com, hit the VIP tab, and you can compare all of them. Links are always in the show notes. Stay woke.